Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. It's the podcast that, well, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's a podcast where we pick a topic and then we count down a top five within that topic. Sometimes with guests, sometimes with As it stands today, there is no guest, there is just my co-host. Hello, Christopher Glasson, how are you?
Whoop, whoop, whoop! It's Chris Glasson.
Nice.
The hype man. I am like the Flavor Flav to your Chuck D. Why have I just said that?
I don't know. I mean, so you're like the one that's like a bit of a joke.
Useless.
Whereas I'm the prophet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm down with that. Yeah, boy. Well, before we get on with today's episode, we'd like to thank our sponsors. And those sponsors are Eggfried. Eggfried is a clothing label. You can go and find out all about that label at www.eggfried.com. If you use the discount code EGGSALAD, you'll save a lot of money on some amazing street skatewear. It's a really kind of cool urban skate type stuff. Go and have a look. That's all I'm going to say. You'll go over there and you'll be blown away at the designs because they're incredible. Some beautiful colours as well. And they do bespoke denim. So you can get some really cool denim stuff over there as well. So go check them out. Who else sponsors this podcast, Glasson?
We are sponsored by the OG, our original sponsor, love-beer.co.uk, run by our main man, Charles. Love Beer. Not only do incredible bar fits, so if you need your pub decked out with decent pumps and looking really cool, speak to Charles at Love Beer. He also does also supply sometimes alcohol. So if you go to love-beer.co.uk and you like the look of any of his deals that he's got, you can type in LBHCLP and get yourself a discount on any of the fine beers that have been domestically brewed. You can get a discount on them.
And
so,
lastly,
yes, go and check them out.
But certainly not least is Bang Boom Creative. Bang Boom Creative is an audio visual producer, production company, and they create amazing content, I think is the word that we all use nowadays. If you need some content, whether that be audio or visual, go and have a look on the Bang Boom website because you will get to see, you know, a showreel of what Luke's done, and it's very, very impressive.
He's worked with a number of big organisations and
me and you.
To a high level. Yeah, me and you, the big swinging dicks.
Yeah, he went to work with our big swinging dicks, and it climaxed with an incredible outpouring of wonderful work. So thanks to Luke Van Boom. Thanks to everybody at Speech Development Records, Distraction Pieces Network. Speech Development Records, go check that out as well because there's some great stuff over there as well. I don't know where that come from.
Are we charging Pip for that shout out?
Also, just a heads up as well. We also put out another episode each week that's a little bit more kind of rough around the edges and a little bit more wild, and that's over on Patreon.
Sometimes it's a little bit more blue, isn't it? We might say willy or bum.
Yeah. There's some effing and jeffing.
There's definitely
some very colourful and coarse language will happen over there. Not to say that some of that might not happen on this episode. So if you are listening in the car with your kids, then turn that fucking stereo down. But yeah, and so what I'd like to say is that on Patreon, there's probably about 250 episodes now that have never been released to the general public as such. So you can go over there at Patreon, patreon.com/hardcorelisting. Go over there, sign up for, I think it's about £1.50.
Yeah, yeah. The minimum is like £1.50, and to get all the episodes, like $8 a month, yeah, a something month. Like that.
And then, yeah, you get access to all of the back catalogue, a weekly episode every week. You also get to watch the video episodes of everything we do. So the Monday release and the Patreon release all go up as videos over on the Patreon feed as well. And you can also get to watch some drunk casts. You can get to watch me, Chris, Pip, Ramesh, Brett. You can watch a video of that drunk cast, which is something to behold. I can promise you that. And yeah, loads of stuff, radio shows, all sorts of goodies over there. So, and fundamentally, the most important bit is by doing that, you're supporting this podcast. And so it is much appreciated.
And Stuart's cocaine addiction. The other thing honestly. That you also get to do is choose top fives. So yeah. Our patrons do put forward top five suggestions. And we are going to do a top five suggestion today from our patron, David Bray, who picked top five adventures you'd like to go on.
Brilliant, brilliant.
So that's an exciting one. I felt like I needed a little bit of escapism this afternoon. Okay. So I went into a sexy fantasy world of all the adventures I'd like to go on. Actually, sexy fantasy world might be one of them. So who's going to start?
You can.
Okay, so is it a lie? It's not a sexy fantasy world, but I would like to...
Well, that was
like
a waste of a semi, wasn't it? Brilliant.
hold on. I would like to... So some of these are real and some of them are pure fiction. I would like to discover like a portal to another world. Like, you know, whether it's a Lion and Witch and Wardrobe type thing or like,
That's my number five.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Or like... you know, and where it went sexy wasn't Lion, Lich, Witch and Wardrobe, I'd like to add, although I have masturbated with a lion in a wardrobe, is, you know, like Flash Gordon. Like, he was supposed to do something, like, for the planet, and he ends up, like, in an alternate parallel universe.
Yeah, but he still saved... He saved us, didn't he? He saved every one
he
of us.
He saved us. Yeah, he saved every one of us, mate. And where I went with the sexy thing originally was obviously... If it happened to be the Flesh Gordon version, for those listeners old enough to know what that is, I'd be in that film too, man, I think. Either of them. Wow, what an adventure.
Do you really need Flesh Gordon when you've got Princess Aurora?
Oh, God. Thank you, Princess Aurora. She is just, wow. It's just incredible. Flesh Gordon. Sorry,
she's
Flesh.
A lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady.
As if you don't want to hang out with Blind Blessed with wings.
Oh, I thought you'd better. As if you sorry, want to hang sorry. Out Aurora.
And I'd put my hand in that weird little cage thing and try get stung by a scorpion. I'd go for that. For that adventure. But the Lion, the Witch and Wardrobe, like you say, number five for you.
Yeah,
how incredible would that be?
Blew my mind as a kid, and I think I've referenced it on a top five. The animated version of it. Like the BBC animated version that used to be on in the kind of 80s, I was just obsessed with it. Just the thought that you could go into a wardrobe and then all of a sudden you was in a different world blew my mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good shout.
What would you have then? What's your special, like, was that his special thing that he got from Santa? Was a box of Turkish Delight?
That's what the Queen used to dupe.
Edward? Yeah.
But
they all had weapons, didn't they? It's a bit like Dungeons and Dragons, isn't it? What one would you have? Do you want like a stealthy thing? Do you want to go old school with a like sword and board? Do you want a magic wand? No, I'm gonna stop there. Go on. What would you want?
I don't know. A tank.
Good choice, mate. Aircraft carrier. Yeah. One up you. If Santa didn't pull out an aircraft carrier out of his sack, I would slap that fat prat all the way around Narnia. What am I going to do with that? You want me to take on the Snow Queen?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, fucking hell. What's your number four?
My number four is, God. Right, I'd love to, this is a more serious one. I'd love to trek South America. I think I saw the Motorcycle Diaries years ago and I was just like, oh my gosh. I haven't done enough travelling. I should have done it straight after uni. That's a really good time to do it. I didn't. I went and developed my career for 18 months at the Outback Steakhouse, like any sensible person would. I guess I went to Australia, in a way. I massively regret that I haven't done that yet. I really hope to take Molly. She's a big fan of India, and we've sort of penciled out an India trek as well. But I guess because I know we're going to definitely do that, I guess I'm now fantasizing about the one after that already. Greedy of me. But yeah, I'd love to do South America. I think it's a fantastic, fantastic place with a lot of culture and just a lot of rainforests. Unfortunately, they've got anacondas there. And I don't know if you've seen the movie Anaconda, but it don't end well. No. So, yeah.
No, good point. Yeah, scrap that. You don't want to go there.
Yeah. So what's your number four, mate?
From one animal to another. I'd like to go to London and bump into Mick Dundee, Crocodile Dundee, have an adventure with him.
Oh,
yeah. Because he's done New York, and it was, probably the best film ever made. I'd like to just walk through an estate, and have someone sort of try and rob me, and then... Mick Dundee, just deal with it.
Sorry, Crocodile Dundee in Greys?
No, probably not Greys. I'll take him to the city. I'll take him to London. Do you know what? I'll take him. No. I'll bring him back to Greys. He's probably...
Keep him in Greys. There's enough animals there.
Yeah, I'll take him into Morrison's, have a walk around. The salad bar's good.
He's going to get chewed up, mate. He might be able to survive New York and man-eating crocodiles, but he's not going to survive Greys. Town centre.
Probably wouldn't. Oh dear, oh dear. I actually went in a charity shop on my birthday. I popped into town and I thought, all these charity shops are all open, so I thought I'll pop in there because I'm just keeping my eye out for some obviously vinyl or some old retro Star Wars toys. I literally walked in there, and the bloke behind the counter. I just sort of walked in. I don't think I sort of acknowledged him. And I just, because I was,
right.
I had my mask on, and you feel like a little bit more, I don't know.
Isolated?
I guess so. Yeah. And then when I sort of got to the vinyl, it was all shit. And I remember sort of like, I looked up him and he just went, "Yes, mate." Like, quite aggressively. Like, I hadn't asked for anything. I hadn't said anything. Yeah. He's like, "Yes, mate." And I was like, nothing. And he just went, right. And he just looked back down again and thought, blimey, they say charity begins at home. It was like rude, like but yeah, so I don't even know where I was going at. Yeah, but Mick Dundee, that's what I want. I want to be able to go on an adventure with Mick Dundee. You know, he was just brilliant. I'd like to go to, like, I'll pop in the Oaks with him, like, you know, and see what kind of hijinks we'd get up to in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, he'd end up pulling the hottest girl in Grays because he's Mick Dundee.
But you're married to her, so you can have that. That's how the plot gets thickened, right?
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't compete.
Nah, just give it up, mate. Compete.
Yeah, absolutely. Fill your boots, mate. Right. What's your number four?
I actually, mine's kind of similar in a sense that it's something you've done that I haven't done. And this forms part of one of our first drunk casts with the hashtag no time to explain. Is that you did that like adventure where it's like a mystery, puzzle mystery solving extravaganza across London where you start getting phone calls and you have to chase people and you have to grill people. Yeah. And that just sounds so fucking excellent.
It's different level, that one.
Like, what was that? Was it a certain company? I guess you can't remember now.
I don't know. It was really weird. Like we went to like West London and we stood outside this, like, it all started outside this jeweller's, and like, and then like Carol threw a brick through the window and just grabbed some stuff and started running, and then literally the whole thing just unfolded from there. Like there was like police chasing us, and like it was just so exciting. Like
and
it was all completely interactive. You had to, like, you know, like literally sort of freestyle it all and make it up as you go along. Like
when's she due out?
It's not for about another 17 years yet.
Okay,
but,
fair.
But yeah, I've just gone back to geocaching there. But no, that was fucking spectacular. That really was. I mean, obviously we've done lots of locked in rooms and stuff like that. Them kind of interactive things. But that one was. We ended up on a boat bombing down the Thames. It was pure Bond shit. Had to meet someone.
How much was that? How much was that?
I think it was about $4,000 each. Like. But,
no,
it's literally about fucking, I suppose, about 40 quid each, something like that.
That's nothing, man. For but, all right.
Fucking hell. Someone's doing all right.
I've got a cut. I took my girlfriend and money out for lunch today. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
don't
nice.
Worry about it. All right. Don't worry about it. It weren't even KFC time. I've got a few quid to throw around. You know, I can afford 40 quid. But no, seriously, like 40 quid for
something. But we had to go to a hotel, and they booked a room in a hotel, and I had to go in there and meet this gangman boss.
Didn't you have to play out that scene from True Lies when you had to empty some water onto you and slick it back, and then strip down into your thong and dance for Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's covering his face in the shade? It was actually someone she would have clearly recognised straight away.
So I want to, you know, you're going to experience these things. You want to do it properly, don't you?
Absolutely.
Like, how lovely is Jamie Lee Curtis in there?
Ah, she's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Right, okay. That's a great shout, that is. And that was a wonderful experience.
I'd like to add on to that, right? It's a similar thing, but when we did the zombie experience together, that was absolutely pucker. If they did an overnight, like, that's one of the firms I was looking at, was looking to do an over the night stay in a cottage werewolf experience. And I'm telling you now, I'm signing you up for that. Me and you are going on that. We're fucking doing that shit. If that ever happened, like, it'd be a bit, you know, like American Werewolf in London. I promise you it wouldn't be anywhere at all, because I know you lose your arsehole when you're up in Heights. And I think we'd have a wonderful time. I can't do anything about the werewolves.
Yeah.
I'll be screaming my arse off, and I'll love it. I'll love every second of it. We'll get Gal Porter down.
They do the zombie one where you get chased by zombies. They do that in the secret nuclear bunker. Have you been there?
No.
Like, that's an experience to take.
I can't find it, mate. How do you?
Just follow the massive signposts that are everywhere that say secret nuclear bunker. But that's a mental fucking place.
Yeah.
It's a little cottage in this village, and you walk in to the front door of this cottage, and then you just go on this slope, and then there's a whole world underground. It's fucking, must be acres out of it underground with, like,
I'd love to.
Like, communication centres, hospital, like, it's fucking mental. But there's loads of, like, mannequins, like, in place. And it's all, it looks like it probably ceased working in about 1975, and it's been left. It's creepy as fuck.
I'd love to do that. You said take Molly. She's not built for that kind of life, mate. No. Like, I tried to put on Truth Seekers the other day. You know, the Simon Pegg, Nick Frost number. And Molly was like, listen, we can put it on, but you know what I'm like. And I was kind of like, I knew I was risking it, but I thought, it can't be that bad. I'd actually seen the first 15 minutes anyway, so I didn't think there was anything too tragic in it. Put it on, and I'm not exaggerating, in five seconds, she was screaming and running out of the room. And I thought, yeah, I felt so bad. I couldn't.
You put your cock back in your pants.
Yeah, I popped it away.
Yeah.
And, it didn't, you know, turned Flesh Gordon off. And that was...
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves... without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So that's it, mate. Yeah, what's your next one? What is this? Is this your number 3?
Yeah. I'd like to have a pint in the cantina in Tatooine.
Oh, yeah, incredible.
Yeah, I'd just like to go to Tatooine. And I went to the cantina. Do you know what? I'll say that. I've done it twice. Like, obviously, Secret Cinema, Empire Strikes Back, you experience Tatooine and you walk around it, and that's fucking brilliant. But in the lead up to that for Secret Cinema, they sent you to this place off of Brick Lane, and I don't know what the venue is, but they'd changed it, and there was like a lot of fucking Star Wars band on stage, like playing weird fucking world music. What? But then everybody in the bar was done up as they are in the cantina. And so you literally, like, it was so cool. So you walk down the road, because you was only given the coordinates and you had to find it in London.
Yeah.
And we was down there, and then literally they could see you looking everywhere, and this fucking Jawa just come running down the road and grabbed the kids and was like, and so we literally just got took in like down this side street by this fucking Jawa. It was fucking cool. The thought of like going there and like just... I don't know if I want a blaster or a lightsaber. I think I probably want a blaster. You know, I'd love to just fucking smash up fucking Greedo under the table. I just think to go, if you're going to go out for a pint, go and have a pint in the cantina.
Yeah.
Because that was like spectacular. You're not going to be bored there, are you?
No, I'm mega jealous. Disney made a whole new realm, didn't they, in one of their Disney World places, which was like Mos Eisley Canteen and loads of other bars that you could go into. It looks proper, mate. It looks really fucking amazing.
Yeah, I love that shit. So that's my number 3. What's yours?
I've just deleted my number 3 somehow. So I'm gonna have to skip onto one of the others. It follows on to what I was saying about doing one of these sort of like adventures across town. And that's like, I would bloody love it to do like an adventure with you and Pip on an island. Like, I just think
you'd bear very well.
That is
someone's got to go. I just think, right, who's going to go here? Who's the least practical aside from me? It's you.
Yeah.
Pip would try and fucking dupe us with, like, some kind of, like, wisdom that he's just basically manipulating us. But he's got a six-pack. So I think, like, I just think you'd be the first to go. You'd probably get on me tits a bit, and I'd be like, Chris, you going fishing today? Yeah. And, like... And the minute you went out, I was like, yeah, it's fucking tyres pretty rough today. Anyway, should we go and do something else? Yeah, and then never see you again.
Thing is, there's a bit of truth to that. The other problem is, I think I'm easily
led.
I'm easily led, and I'm easily led by my own ideas of grandeur as well. So I'll think I can do, or I'll be prepared to take the risk of doing. You know, when you watch your shows and they're walking over the rocks and it's slippery, and you think, no, that's a really, really bad idea. I worry that in that situation, I can't objectively sit back and go, oh, hey, bad idea this. I think Pip's the cool one. Like, he'd keep his cool. And I think me and you would just be, it would be between us while we
I do think at night, me and you would be literally kind of either ends, a couple of meters apart on the beach, both knocking one out. and I guarantee you just hear a little whimper, and Pip was crying because he was lonely. And all he had for comfort was just hearing me and you either side of him having a desert island fucking wank.
Shut. Desert island dicks having a little shuffle for our memory's greatest catalogue of wank memorabilia.
You just wake up and you just see Pip walking out into the ocean, just never to be seen again. Can't have another night like that.
All over the news. Poet, podcaster, actor, label boss, drowns.
You just Google Earth it and just me and you in fucking night vision just ripping our fucking penises apart. Desperately trying to get a signal on our phone.
We film these guys 24/7 for Dave. So it turned out to be about 3 hours a day. didn't realise I was a compulsive masturbator. There's literally none of this we can edit. We can't make this.
We can't make it look like it's the other.
Meanwhile, Pippa's built an entire base. They're just editing it so it looks like we're just cold and shivering. Chris and Shu again, midday sun. Chris and Shu still freezing cold. Just shaking.
Oh, that temperature dropped last night. He was shivering all night. Fucking hell.
I thought, sorry, this is supposed to be the more sanitary version of the podcast, and it's all gone quite blue today. I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
Ah, mate. Yeah, but I would love... jokes aside, I would absolutely love that. I think it has got the recipe to be an absolute catastrophe. But I'd do it.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, fucking hell. What's your number two then, mate?
I always wanted to do this as a kid. I'd like to go on the Dodgems and then drive the Dodgem off the side of the track and just drive it home.
Oh, you absolute nut job.
I'd love to just drive down the road in a Dodgem.
Yeah.
Just drive it home and just go to my mates in my Dodgem. Just fucking brilliant.
That would be brutal.
Traffic would be great. You could zip through the traffic. If you bashed into any cars, it wouldn't matter. You're in a Dodgem.
Wouldn't matter. Yeah. You don't need insurance for a Dodgem. It's a known fact. I used to have a little bit of that fantasy. You know, when you were on the little spaceships that go round in a circle, but they go up and down as well. I used to fantasise about taking off in one of them. And can you imagine?
Yeah, I just think there was something really exciting about Dodgems as a kid. And being able to just the music and then that kind of noise that the sparks would give off above you, and invariably you'd be in there with your dad at first when you was little, I just remember being sort of squashed in there with my dad sort of leaning over me to do the steering, and just literally just getting sort of smashed around by other people in cars, and then Yeah, and then you get old enough when you can go in with your mates at the fair, and it's just so exciting. You know, it basically, the Dodgems is just an opportunity to start a fight with someone.
Yeah, a legal fight where none of you get harmed, really. Yeah. It's like a pillow fight, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just
There's
something exciting about carnivals, though, isn't there? There really is. There's fairs. It's just that rough around the edges vibe that I love. Like, it's not quite sanitary, is it?
No. At any given point, like, some of them nuts and bolts are loose. It's an adrenaline rush that you probably get snowboarding, just thinking maybe the Hearts and Diamonds is going to fall off and we're all going to die because that bloke that just took my 50p didn't look like he even knew his own name.
Well, and I saw it on the back of a truck 2 days ago. As well, yeah. You know, you're going on a ride that was on a lorry a few days ago,
and you're literally doing the fucking light speed on it. It's just, it shouldn't. On paper, it's not good, is it? But no. Oh my god, it's the best thing ever as a kid, isn't it? The fair. So, is it your number one?
Well, I can't. I think I've accidentally deleted one of mine, so it is my number one. So, yeah, shall I do my number one? Of all the adventures, I want to find a map up in my loft. I want to find a map in the loft.
What, of, like, England?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Where are you going to go? Oh, my God.
What's your number one? No. And then I'll put it in a picture frame.
Yeah.
What an adventure.
Yeah.
The Goonies adventure is like, it still holds weight for me.
Yeah.
It's obviously not going to happen, but it's not Flesh Gordon. There's more chance of me finding a map in my loft because my house is about to be knocked down so they can build a motorway through it than I'm going to go to a different reality where someone's going to make my penis 30 foot long. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I reckon if I know a loft that if you want to go to, you can go there. And I'll facilitate it for you to meet One Eye Willie.
I'd love that, mate. I really would.
Yeah.
Well, it's just so good. It's like just the whole thing, the music of the Goonies gets you that fantastical thoughts, gets your mind opening up to like these massive possibilities.
It's the ultimate adventure. It's the ultimate adventure, Goonies, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, but I also like that adventure style of like Stand By Me. Like,
oh wow, that's like even more real.
Going to see a dead body, like, ha, fucking mad that someone there's a dead body somewhere and you can go and have a look. As a kid, it would have been like, wow.
Yeah, because it could have, like, back like when those movies are being made, it's like nowadays someone take a picture of it.
Yeah,
really, I don't have to get up. I can just I can just look at it. My mate just shared it, but then it'd be like, oh, it's over. It's down here. It's over this thing. You'd have to give you rough directions, and then off you go on some sort of insane adventure. Yeah, it's Stand By Me is incredible.
If you want a picture of One Eye Willie, I can facilitate that as well.
I'm gonna pass.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. Go for the full experience.
Yeah. I'd rather see it in the flesh, mate.
Absolutely, mate.
What's your number one then, my friend?
I'd like to go to the Wonka Factory. And I'd like to have a day there. And I want Gene Wilder to show me that. Fucking, I don't want to go with Johnny Depp. I want the only Wonka film that's worth its weight in sweets. And I want to go with Gene Wilder. And I want to go in there. I want to get involved in Wonka Vision. I want to eat a never-ending gobstopper. I literally want to drink from that lake and then get shot up a pipe like Augustus Gloop. I want to eat all of them sweets that are like, you know, the if you want to view paradise, simply look around. I want that whole experience.
Yeah,
I want to do a load of fucking LSD and then go on that fucking roller coaster scene that just goes.
Mate, you don't want to do that. I mean, like, it's trippy enough without acid.
Yeah.
I think you're not going to get out the tunnel if you take LSD. You're just going to drown. You're going to drown by the side of the boat in a in a fit of panic.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a great idea. What one of the traps that he set, because he's malicious, wasn't he, really? Let's think about it. What one would you have fucked up on?
I would have been on Augustus Gloop. I would have drunk from that river.
It was a river. It was a never-ending bubble gum. It was a bee shrunk down. That sounded fucking high risk if ever I heard
it. Is
it
Mike TV gets shrunk and goes in the
telly?
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. One, there was one that was the golden egg.
That's Veruca Salt, isn't it?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm trying to think if there was another one.
Violet is the one that eats the never ending.
Yeah, Gobstopper. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any others. I don't know. Maybe not.
Right. Yeah. Oh, Veruca Salt, Roy Kinnear as her dad. Fucking brilliant. Like,
yeah, it was good.
Yeah, love that. Love that. Yeah, so I'd like to go to the Wonka Factory. I want him to kind of walk down with the walking stick and then do the kind of forward roll and just fucking brilliant. And then at the end, I want him to go, Stuart, my boy. And and then, yeah, get in the great glass elevator and, burst out.
And then it's all yours.
It's all mine.
I guess
so.
Yeah.
Lovely, 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 lovely. Right, well, that's us. We're done. So,
well done, son.
Thank you very much. What we should say as well is that if you want some more content and you can't be anus to wait until next week, go and have a rummage in the back catalogue because there's 280 episodes now that you can go and listen to for free. Other than that, head over to Patreon because there's another couple of hundred episodes. You can watch today's episode over there as well. Loads of good stuff.
Thank you for listening. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Thank you, David Bray, for this one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.